His father went to Temple University in Philadelphia, so Muna Nganda decided that too would be the university for him.
I'm from Zambia, that's Southern Africa, from the capital city, Lusaka, and right now I'm attending Temple University in Philadelphia. It was recommended by my dad because he's a Temple alumni, and after I looked at it, I liked the ranking of the business school. It's rather highly ranked, and also because it has a diverse international student population, so it seemed like a good choice. And I decided to come to the United States because the law degree is that I could get from here. It's very influential, I'd say. It's good for my credentials, and I wanted my education to be more international because I studied in a few other countries, so I thought I'd add the United States to the list to round it off.
Muna is 20 years old. His major is international business, but he also is interested in law as well.
I initially wanted to study law. But while waiting to come to law school, because I plan to come to law school in America, but in America, as opposed to England, the law program is a second degree. You do law after you get an undergraduate degree. So I decided to get my first degree in accounts. So after studying accounts for a few years, I decided that I liked that field as well. So I decided to blend the two. And so I'm going to do business and law. That's why I decided to study business as well. So I'll be receiving a bachelor's, and then I'll go on to get a joint JD MBA.
From making new friends, getting to know the professors, and participating in a few campus activities, Muna says he is getting the total university experience.
Things are going well. I've settled in okay, started making a few friends. It was a bit rough at first trying to settle in, get used to the new environment and stuff, but we managed to adapt, and the students are okay. The faculty are really cool. There are some excellent teachers. I really like that. I'd say the worst thing has probably been the weather. Otherwise, it's been a very good experience. It's been fun. It's been new and interesting. And so I joined a couple of organizations. There's a couple student Christian organizations that I'm a part of, as well as the Organization of African Students. And I play sports every now and then. So I've had a good time here.
Zambia, England, and the Ivory Coast in West Africa are places Muna has received education. Now, being in the United States, he can share the differences and the importance of each education system.
The things I can note, I know back home, the education is very intensive, should I say. That's the major difference I noticed between back home and other countries. The teachers would really push us a lot, like during high school and primary school, during the early years. I noticed that the teachers really pushed us a lot, whereas when I went to England, the emphasis was more on the student. It was up to you. It was your own decision whether to work hard or not. But whereas with African education, the teachers really make you work hard. There's a lot of teacher involvement. And then in Ivory Coast, it was a lot of the same thing. Ivory Coast was somewhere in between the two extremes. And now in the States, I say it depends on the teacher. Some teachers will give you a lot of work to make you do the work, but it's with university, it depends on the student themselves, how hard they want to work. But the lecturers are always available, so when you need help, when you need some extra input, it's there.
Muna says he even has set several goals for himself that he plans to achieve.
I'd like to graduate from the honors program, graduate with the highest credentials possible, get any extracurricular activities I can in, get any internships, job opportunities, just to excel in my studies and to get my resume updated and develop a very good profile, you know, to get the most I can out of being here.
When it comes to Muna graduating and future objectives, he says,
I should graduate in May of 11 or a little earlier if I get some additional transfer credits. And my ultimate interest is business consulting. I'd like to help people with business ideas start their businesses and also pursue multinational investment, like get international companies to invest in Africa. But before I do that, I'd probably get some experience with some large consulting firms, large business companies.
For more stories about students studying in the United States, visit our website at www.voanews.com/AGCF. And remember, tune in next week for another story from an international student here in the United States on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.